The darkness. Chapter 82. Was I right? Croker asked. About the standard? What else? He seemed exasperated. Maybe it was a strain, sharing quarters with Lady and the loon crew of Smoke Sing and Long Shadow. Probably. You could sure feel it. And nothing got by. I was worn out. My inner thigh ached again after the long walk over. But I can't prove that wasn't because of Lady's gimcrackery. The lance did something, though. Oh, yeah. Everybody felt something. Some probably even decided it had something to do with the standard. Ty Day had remained outside, as he always did when I visited the old man, so I wasn't shy about describing the skirmish between Uncle Doge and Mother Goda. Which was about this noose constellation? That started it. I think that was just an excuse. Their conflict runs a lot deeper. And this all just started. He smiled to himself, like me, probably, jumping straight back to Goda's business with one eye. And where's our pet hedge wizard? I asked. He wasn't out riding Smoke, which is what I had expected him to do while I was away. Lady had the little fire chief all tied up. Croker shrugged. Out of my hair, which is all I want right now. Probably off tending his distillery, which hadn't been found in his dugout when the rescue crews turned the place inside out, looking more for that than for poor old One-Eye. I said, I had a dream, or maybe I was out of myself. It almost turned into a nightmare. Huh? Catchers figured out how to run the shadows. Just like our boy in the cage there. Long Shadow, though, was unconscious, more so than Smoke, who insisted on groaning every few minutes. Croker sighed. I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. It was a logical step for her, and she's had time to work on it. You going to do something about it? Haven't I already? You lost me, boss. She's figured out how to manage a few shadows. Close up. But I control the source of the shadows, and I don't have to get near her, though I'm going to. I wouldn't get overconfident where she's concerned. You never know with her. Remember how she planted that demon frog face on us? I take nothing for granted, Mergen. He glanced at his woman, lying motionless beside Smoke. But I try not to let paranoia cripple me. He would get an argument on that from a lot of people. On the other hand, though, he had overthrown the Shadow Masters and seemed well-positioned to have us survive the perfidy of our allies. But Soulcatcher, I did not doubt that Smoke had been right every time he insisted she is the darkness. Chapter 83. One Eye caught me outside Croker's place. Her worship still at it? You mean, Ty Day's were only one pair of uninitiated ears nearby.
You know what I mean, kid.
She is.
Damn, I can't get 10 minutes at a time now that she started playing. Damned woman must be worried about her weight.
Took me a minute to figure that out. Then I laughed, remembering how hungry I used to get. That could do it, if she gets totally hooked. One Eye grumbled something and stomped off. He didn't go any farther than his dugout, though. He began fussing around.